Hello again, everybody, and welcome back to another episode here with your host, The D is Silent. I'm going to start building this episode because I haven't done one since the last one. And I kind of ran out of juice. Like, I had nothing to talk about the last week or so. I haven't finished. I mean, I started watching season four of Demon Slayer, but it's going so slow, man. I don't know what happened. It's just not as good as the first couple of seasons. This fourth season is really, really dragging. Actually, the first episode is actually amazing, and then they just decided to fuck off for like three episodes, and I'm like, okay. And like the end of the fourth episode is like starting to pick back up, so I'm hoping the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth episodes are good. But I mean, it's just like the season is up and down for that. I haven't finished it. Might come back and talk about that after a while. But I will talk about this. I have Amazon Prime. And they just uploaded a ton of things. I'm watching Gen V. It's better than The Boys, but not better by much. They kind of are... they're more shock value now. And when I mean shock value, like, they keep showing cocks and dicks. And I'm like, that's cool. You know, like, okay. That's kind of like, whoa, like. But, I mean, I need to see motherfuckers ripping each other's heads off. And, like, you know, I need to see some gruesome. Not all of their shit. Not all of their people, like, you know. Some of the deaths in the show are just kind of... they're just pointless. And actually, there's a lot of dialogue. And I'm like, okay, when are they going to get to doing some actual shit? And it's already season... episode 5? Maybe episode 5 or 4. And I'm like, well, the show's kind of just kind of like mumbling along. I don't think it's as... it's, again, it's not as good as The Boys. It's got a lot of Boys references, but... maybe by the end of it, it'll grow on me. I mean, some of the characters are growing on me. But some of them, I'm like, man, it's kind of just whatevers. Like, homie, the one that's can manipulate metal, I think. He's kind of like Magneto. But he's also from The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Like, he's a good actor, but... like, his powers are tamed. And I'm like... like, they haven't really done anything with him. Like, and then the main girl that's there, Marie Monroe, her power is blood. And I'm like, okay, well, it's kind of like, I don't know. It's just kind of like, so far, it's just whatever. But let's talk about it. But as I was saying, I've been on Amazon Prime lately. I know they uploaded, like, all the, I think, DCEU movies. The DC Extended Universe movies. And I gotta say, my mom was like, oh, I'm gonna put on Aquaman. And I want to say, I watching about half of it, I was like, this is the worst movie. People make fun of Marvel for dropping Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania, and that being a little bit too colorful. Had they not seen what was happening in Aquaman, to me, it's unwatchable. Like, I was like, yo, turn the shit off. Like, and it was halfway the movie. I don't even know what the fuck was going on. I mean, I wasn't watching it myself. So I don't, I mean, but there's a scene where a tidal wave is coming to shore, and Aquaman and his wife or his girlfriend or whoever the fuck it is stop the tidal wave, and they make like a circle pit out of it, and they go, then he's like, oh, my dad, my father, and his father's alive. And then her powers are, she could control water, so she kind of takes the water out of his lungs, and then he starts breathing. That has to be the worst fucking thing I've ever seen superhero wise they could have just deleted that whole fucking thing. And if their powers were so strong, couldn't they have just fucking stopped the tidal wave from ever hitting them? Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what the tidal wave was about. And then the guy was on TV, was like, look, this is all our trash and all our warships. It's the Atlanteans. And he knew it was Atlanteans. He's like, it's the Atlanteans are sending a message to us now that we have one of them walking amongst us. And I was like, dog, who the fuck jumps to that conclusion? Like, what the fuck? I don't know. That movie's a hot fucking mess. However it made $1 billion or whatever is beyond me. I didn't even watch anything. I'm not even going to watch part two. And I'm kind of wondering, like, if it's going to be that bad of qualities, who the fuck is going to watch it? Like, be serious. Be serious. It's almost a while. And then everything under the sea looked fake as hell. Like, at least, you know, when they did it in Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, they kept it dark. They kept it mysterious. And then he wasn't in water half the time. Like, I just think that keeping it dark and mysterious is the best way to go. They had that motherfucker down there in Aquaman looking like he was in a fucking... at a rave. Like, are you serious? Like, he's supposed to be at the depths of the ocean, at the bottom of the ocean. I ain't seen no motherfuckers down there looking like a fucking neon glow stick. Oh my god, that shit is fucking terrible. And then they were riding the dolphins or whatever the fuck they were doing. I don't know. I don't know. This is unwatchable to me. Like, I already hate the DC universe, but I was like, yo, this is some fucking straight up dog shit. Like, this is terrible. This is no better. I could have fucking done this. I could have acted this shit and paid, like, some people that do, like, Paw Patrol and Disney Cartoon Network cartoons and fucking made something better than this. I swear to God. But that's not... I'm not here to talk about Aquaman. But what I am here to talk about is now that I've been cruising, I don't know if the last one I did was Dungeons & Dragons and how I was like, man, what is this movie? Thank God I didn't pay for it. But I watched Cocaine Bear yesterday. And usually I don't get on this app. Usually I give them a lot of the movies the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, okay, well, I see where they were going. It wasn't really that bad. Like, Morbius wasn't good. It wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen either. However, Cocaine Bear might actually be one of the worst movies I've ever seen. And it is vaguely interesting because you're like, what is a cocaine bear? But this movie was shot on an iPhone, and the actors were paid with royalties that are never going to come. I don't know how they got anybody to. If this is one of Ray Liotta's last movies, I mean, that man lent his talent. He literally just... He must have known... The director must have been one of his buddies, best friend's child's cousin or something that, you know, he met one time at a party. And the guy was like, please, I need you. And he must have hit him up. He must have been like, please, Ray, we don't have it, but we have this role. We're only going to take a week to shoot your scenes. And we just need somebody with the name. And Ray was like, okay, you know what? I'm already rich. I'll do you a favor. Because I know your father's and your cousin and your nephew's son and all that. And okay, I'll go. But my God, the movie's fucking awful. I mean, and it starts off awful. Like, I don't know what the fuck is even the point of the movie. The movie is pointless. Let me just put that out there. Before I dog the movie, I'm going to rate it like a 3 to maybe 4 out of a 10. It's a movie that I believe it was intended sort of for little kids to start. Or it was going to be like a camping adventure type of movie. And then somebody was like, no, because nobody's gonna watch a camping movie about a bear that's a little hungry with a couple of teenagers who go missing and befriend the bear. Nobody is going to spend not even $5 to watch that movie. So at some point during the production, they were like, look, It's very easy to switch this movie to an R-rated movie. And we might drum up some action, because maybe if we make the most outrageous movie you've ever seen, maybe we'll get like a couple million dollars of people that want to go see it. Maybe they'll make like $5 million. And on a budget of like a million. That's what I'm getting at here. I think at some point in the movie, because there is elements of it being like a kid movie. Like the two kids are very, and then there's other, and then there was baby bears, and they were coked out. Like, so I know that somebody was drawing up those bears, in wholly intended for it to be like a kid movie, like one of those Disney kid movies, like that you see, like, you know, maybe the kid gets lost in those movies, a little suspense, and then the bears taking care of him, and the mother, and then they send a search party out, because that's what it looked like they were going for. But then they were like, no, nobody's gonna watch this. We can't even market it right now. And everybody was like, all right, well, the decision was made to make it R-rated. What's if the bear was shot with like a tranquilizer? And it looked like they were literally fishing for ideas. Like, okay, what's if the bear was on steroids and like was raged out? And they were like, nah, that doesn't make any sense. That really doesn't make any sense. But we were like, okay. And somebody was like, okay, what's if the bear was, you know, what's if there was a drug run and the drugs fell down, like heroin or crack or methamphetamine or coke, and it ingested it somehow, and then it was like the most ferocious thing that ever existed. And at some point they were like, okay, well, we have this stock footage of a helicopter we can pull from that movie. We could just add a guy dropping some bags out, and they didn't even show the plane crash, I don't think. And then they were like, okay, we can get Ray Liotta in here. We can get an actor or two that you might have seen from somewhere else. And actually, it's that guy. I've seen him, I think, on fucking TikTok or YouTube. He makes those skits, and he's in the movie. He's in the movie for like a split second, maybe like for 5 minutes. But he's a one where I think he's on YouTube or TikTok where it's like, he does stuff about like work videos. Like when the customer comes in and demands that they speak to me, he's like, well, I'm the manager. And what now? I don't give a fuck about loss and profits. He's in there. I know the TikTok and YouTube heads have seen him. Maybe he's on Instagram. And then I seen him in the movie and I couldn't put my finger on it, but then I thought about it and I was like, okay, yeah, he's from like TikTok or somewhere. No, I'm not even sure it's TikTok. I think it's YouTube. Or maybe he's on Instagram Reels. He's kind of famous from there. And then they have the worst cast I've ever seen assembled. Like, again, they didn't know what they were going to do. They have a guy who looks like he's dressed to the nines in Chicago Bulls gear. But it's not really Chicago Bulls. But it is, you could kind of tell that it's Chicago Bulls attire. And they have a couple gay characters, and I'm like, okay, not that that offends me in any aspect, but they didn't need to be there. And then the bear was just mauling people like left and right. Like, I can't think of that guy's name either, because I think that guy was on like Prometheus or Aliens or some sort of a sci-fi movie that I can't put my finger on. And he's in the very beginning of the movie, and then he does a cameo at the last second too. He's some Carrot Top. And actually, I think he's actually not famous, but he's sort of a known character as well. They must have gave that guy like, I don't know, $30,000 or whatever to do this video. And then they just went for it. Obviously, the bear is coked out of his mind and it's fucking in a rage to eat people. It starts off with eating the guy's girlfriend. The props, like the legs and in the CGI, all of that is terrible. Top to bottom, like the bear looking angered is terrible. They couldn't afford a real bear on set. And they were like, all right. This was a sci-fi movie that I think actually hit theaters. And they were like, maybe we're going to get $5 million to $10 million for it. And I'm totally okay with them doing that. But the movie was bad nonetheless. I would not recommend anybody watching it. I was just fucking pass. It's a waste of time. I'm the only way to me to recommend it to somebody is like if you go to somebody's house and it's on and you don't know that it's that movie and you watch it and you're like, hey, what is this movie? Like, this is ridiculous. Like, what the fuck? And then they're like, oh, I don't know, I just decided to watch Cocaine Bear. Like that, it's okay to watch. But if somebody ever convinces you, like, hey, you want to watch Cocaine Bear? Like, ooh, let's watch that. Like, that's an automatic skip. It's an automatic skip. The bear lays on the guy in one scene, and it's like, he's just talking in a muffled voice as if the bear's not crushing him. And then he's like, the bear's vagina is on my neck or on my back or something. I'm like, and then the guy gets shot in the hand and he's walking around with a fucking... And I think he dies. And they did not even leave themselves room for possibly a sequel or a spinoff of anything. And I was like, oh my God. The movie's terrible. Like, and I don't like doggy movies because I mean, I watch a movie just to fucking watch it, just to see. Like, I want to watch Megan. I just haven't pulled myself to watch it because I'm like, I don't know. I've seen a lot of things about it. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe one day I'll watch it. But I just haven't pulled myself to watch it yet. But I want to watch it. And it's on Amazon Prime. It's right fucking there. I should watch it, but I just haven't. But there's other movies I want to watch, too, on Amazon. And I'm like, okay, maybe I'll watch those. Maybe if I'm bored, I'll watch Megan. And maybe it'll be good. I mean, I think Megan was good. But Cocaine Bear is one of those movies like, oh yeah, I wanted to watch it. It seemed pretty interesting. And then I watched it and I was like, oh my God, this was a waste of fucking an hour and 20 minutes of my life. Could have done something else. Should have done something else. I just fucking wasted my time on this fucking movie that I'm never going to watch again in my life. I'm never going to watch it again. It's not even like good to the point where you're like, oh shit, it was funny. Because none of it is actually funny. It's not really... The CGI is terrible. It just looks like they put together this movie. And somebody just had a decision to not make it the type of movie that it was originally intended to be. As like a hiking, camping adventure. Maybe they couldn't afford like fake police search. Maybe they couldn't get a real life bear. Maybe they couldn't get search dogs or didn't want to go. Maybe they needed a couple more million dollars to maybe make it like a legit kid drama movie. Kid gets lost in the woods and the bear takes him in as a family. Maybe they couldn't. Maybe there was just something there. And then they were like, fuck, we already shot like a third of the movie. Or a quarter of the movie. Or maybe they got started and then they pulled the plug and they were like, no, we're going to finish this movie. We're gonna go balls out and just make it an R-rated film about a fucking cocaine, coked out bear. Because I remember hearing about it. And I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. Like, you know, like The Meg. You know, The Meg, I thought The Meg is fantastic. It's a kid movie. They didn't go hard on the drugs. They didn't go hard on really the violence. But, I mean, it is a shark movie. It's just one of those things that I'm like, okay, well, maybe Cocaine Bear will have some sort of similarity. And it just didn't. It just didn't. It was just fucking terrible. Through and through, I was like, what the fuck am I watching here? And I don't know. Then the bear ended up being the fucking like hero at the end of the movie, stopping the dad from making his drug runs, and the son and the grandson that they just left. They just left that grandkid all by himself with who knows where, and they never even went back to go find out what happened to him. But it was the most, I mean, it was like a three, there was elements of the movie that I could see, like they shot on location, that I was like, oh, okay, it looks kind of legit, like they shot it in an actual forest. But some of it was CGI as well. It was like they didn't finish shooting it in the forest. It was just all around bad. Like a 4 out of 10 would be a high rating for it. It's not even worth watching. And I usually don't dog movies like that. I usually give them like a 6 or 5. But this one was a waste of time. Wasting my time. And with that said, I'm going to pause out here. And we're going to get back to... I'm going to figure something out to finish off this episode. And then, you know, we'll finish it off. So hang tight. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. And I'm going to cover a topic. Completely switch gears here. As we figure out the last of this episode. Wrap it up. There's been a recurring theme to me in hardcore, in metal music, in moshing in general. I don't know what's going on. I've heard of some bands, like I think it's Varials. And more recently there was a show with some band called From Joy, where there's an incident in the mosh pit. In the pit. It's not even mosh. And even for myself personally, going and seeing Motionless and White and Knock Loose, I knew as soon as I arrived that Motionless and White fans were on the bit more of the soft side. Not to say they all are, but the majority are. And when I mean soft, I mean they're not really there to mosh. They're really there to see the band and to listen to all of Motionless and White's, like, yeah, they have a lot of soft songs and they have some heavy songs, but I mean, more or less, I mean, Motionless and White transformed from being just like a metal band with some, you know, new metal influence to like a new metal band, kind of an alternative rock kind of you know, I wouldn't necessarily say their song, because they do have some heavy songs, but while they have a few heavy songs, is the majority now of what they play is just songs that I in particular don't count them as metal. And I don't got nothing against Motionless and White. I actually like that they still dabble, even though they're completely a whole different, but they still dabble in the heavy shit. And this is the case, they would not have taken Knock Loose out on tour if they didn't fuck with the heavy. And actually their tour was really good. After the Burial is a very heavy metal band. Very, very heavy metal, with sprinklings of metalcore into it. Alpha Wolf is, I'm assuming, is a hardcore band, but they're kind of more this new hardcore wave, where it's metalcore-ish, but it's kind of, I don't know what they are. But it seems like it's more tailored to like the Bad Omens type of fans. You know, so on and so forth. And I heard it at the show, like, oh, that, you know, Knock Loose fans were a lot rowdy, and, you know, they wanted to, people wanted to stay away from, and the people were going to leave, and this, that, and the other thing. And it's been kind of going and circling around that moshing or getting in the pit, crowd killing is now turning into a fucking thing. And I want to talk about this incident I seen online the other day. This is a band called From Joy. There's a kid. I don't know if it's a kid or a grown man or a grown woman. Not 100% certain. Or, you know, whatever. Could be a transgendered folk. They're in a furry hat in the middle of the pit, and this guy just, I mean, crowd kills the fuck out of said person. And now, I thought that was funny as hell. But allegedly, supposedly, through a big furry helmet of a fursona person. Mind you, we're talking about furries here. If you know what a furry is, basically the fringes of some sort of, I don't know, cosplay kink thing. I don't know. There's a whole furry community. I'm not a part of it. Not that I don't understand it, because I mean, yeah, I mean, Halloween essentially is the world's day to dress up and like be a zombie or be a fucking pirate. In like Elvis, there's Elvis impersonators, and that's kind of, to me, that's kind of weird too. Because I wouldn't do it every day. But I mean, some people live their life, I guess. You know, there's people that dress up as clowns. It's also a tad bit on the freaky side, like, so I get it. I mean, but I understand it. I totally understand. Some people, it's their job. Some people, it's this, that, the other thing. And mind you, again, once again, we're talking about furries here, which I didn't think that they were heavily LGBTQ aligned. I thought it was a mixed bag of people. Like, you would assume, like, at a cosplay convention, you know, most of those people, or it's a mixed bag. I mean, and actually, I think the women dominate the anime's, you know, cosplay. So I just assumed that the furries were kind of similar. So I thought it was a mixed bag of both women and men, whatever have you. But now that somebody says it's mostly gay people, so I'm like, I didn't know that. That aspect of it, I didn't know. But maybe it's not. I'm not 100% certain. Either way, this dude winds up in fucking clocks. This dude, or this person, in a furry fucking outfit. It's not even the outfit, it's just the head. And I mean, yeah, it looks bad on video. And allegedly, he suffered skull fractures and the eye couldn't move and the orbital bone and the concussed. And this, that, the other thing, and seven other things. And it was labeled as an assault. People are saying it's an assault. And it's also, people are saying it's somehow, because a lot of people found it funny. I myself included. I was like, not the funny as in, whoa, this dude just got clobbered, but funny because it's a goddamn furry hat or mask or whatever you want to call it. The furry head was punched. And I mean, yeah, I mean, it was just, look it. If that man threw a punch, hit some dude in a furry mask, and the punch got all the way through. Mind you, I'm pretty sure the motherfucker thing is padded a little bit, right? there's a layer of, at least a layer of quarter to half inch of material in there, at minimum. You know, at minimum, because if something's got to hold that fucking head structure up, and the punch got through that, broke a man's or a person's orbital, gave him a skull fracture, and we're in the hospital for 3 days. That was, to me, honestly, that motherfucker was Mike Tyson Jr. Crazy, crazy as fuck. I mean, the punch was insane, if that is the case. I look at it, because I've now seen the pictures of said person, I'm like, oh, they have a black eye. And it's not even that black. But allegedly they need surgery, and I mean, I don't know. And I myself look at it this way. You're in a pit, you're at a hardcore show, you're at a metal show. Literally anything is on the fucking table. You need to protect yourselves at all times. I don't know how many times I've been hit in the head, broken nose, chipped teeth, my fucking fingers, my arms, my legs. I've come home with bruises all over my ribs. I don't know what your thought process is in a pit, in any pit, in general. Doesn't matter if you're at the biggest heavy metal show of all time with System of a Down. Any fucking thing can happen at any fucking time. There is mosh etiquette, and I do believe in a little bit, like, hey man, you just can't, like that dude that wound up and hit me, perhaps a little bit of it was targeting, maybe. But he has to know, if I fucking take a swing back and I fucking hit him in the face, he better not get mad. He just better not. Because, I mean, he was targeting first, right? Secondly, on my little bit of mosh etiquette is, if you're going, if you can blatantly see a female moshing, your job is not to fucking go and completely lay her out. And if it happens on accident, cool. But, it, I mean, you can't just purposely target either. I mean, that's just not the way I roll, personally. And then last but not least, if you do see somebody fall down, and people fall down all the time. I've been in plenty of shows recently where the fucking floor is slippery as hell. You have to, I mean, I try to help the people up, you know, if they fall near me. You just help them up a little, you know. But any fucking thing could happen at any fucking time. And again, it's gladiatorial. And I think people want to, like, stop people from moshing. I'm like, no, you're fucking crazy. If you want... And it touches on a lot of things here. Crowd killing, wall bashing. People want to run around in circles. But people that run around in circles, too, are a bunch of idiots, too. Like... I mean, I've been in plenty of circle pits that are just absolute, like, the scariest environment possible. Because there's no slowing down, and there's no fucking, you know, people fall down, people get shoved. I mean, and then you get your push pits where people are just fucking shoving everybody. I mean, you're liable for fucking being shoved from the back and fucking falling headfirst into somebody's knee. Fucking your whole night up too, or, you know, your head hitting the ground, you know, crowd surfing, you could break your neck. I mean, these are part of the things, a part of being part of the show. It's an experience. And I kind of see it as, for myself personally, as I've stated a lot of times, I mean, a lot of people will tell you they're hard. Or they tell you that there's some sort of... they got no fear. Or they don't... they're not afraid of anybody. Or this, that, or the other thing. And I'm like, well... yeah, but... you've never been to a metal show, you've never been to like a hardcore show, you've never been to like this kind of an environment where people are actually looking to do damage. And it's not, I don't think it's physical assault. I think it's you get in there and you fucking swing for the fences. If somebody's in the way, they're in the way. Like, especially if it's your favorite songs of all time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, moshing is not for, being in the pit is not for somebody to go in there and fucking, it's not a little dance circle. There's an inherent level of violence that just comes with being in a mosh pit. And I'm like, I thought that was a given. It's kind of like, you know, for me personally, you watch those videos of dudes doing donuts in the circle and the people get hit by them. You have to know that that's not only a possibility, your job is to try to jump, catch the footage, get out the way, or if you're spinning the car, like, not lose control, but you know, obviously it happens. I mean, there's that. I mean, I've seen that. I mean, football as well. Like, it's inherently, you're going to get tackled. You're going to get hit hard. It's an inherent. I know that the NFL is trying to stop some hits. They're trying to avoid concussions. They're trying, but there was a level of violence. There's still a level of violence there that just is not controllable to a degree. Especially running backs. Running backs are not going to stop the first time somebody goes and just gives them a little shoulder bump. No, you got to actually physically drag them to the ground. It's an actual contact sport. You know, moshing and being in the pit is the same fucking thing. It's contact. And it's not assault. It's just not assault. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. It's not assault. I'll tell you what is an assault. What is an offense to me is thinking that you like metal, you physically take yourself to a pit, and like Kid Rock said, you want to get in the pit and try to love someone? Really? How fucking stupid are you? My thing is, you can stay your ass at home and listen to the music and not have to worry about being as supposedly assaulted. You could just not fucking be anywhere near. You can just stand on the outskirts. You can see the show just fine and sing along just fine. And about being in the pit and being assaulted, what about the motherfuckers up at the front who get crowd surfed on and get jumped on? Is that not assault? Who are we gonna take it to that? Is crowd surfing not physically assault? What's if the guy jumps and stage dives onto you and you're not paying attention? They fucking, I think that actually might be worse than crowd killing, because somebody could throw the whole body weight from a stage dive onto somebody's head. It literally, you could knock somebody out because you're throwing, I mean, I'm assuming most people weigh more than 100 pounds. You could literally, it's, I mean, just take 100 pounds of weight, dead weight, and throw it on your head and see what happens. But there's also so much more other things involved, you know. And I've been just looking at all the fucking, the banter back and forth from different people from the furry community taking offense to, and that, you know, moshing is this or that or the other thing. And I'm like, just take your fucking ass home then. Take your ass home. Just get out of the fucking fires, and, you know, just get out. Like, the fuck are you doing at a show then? And I applaud people in bands that, you know, like a Knock Loose, that the crowd is actively engaged with the band. That's why I think Knock Loose is probably one of the best bands out right now, because I think the crowd is, aside from there being like numerous people like me, there's a lot of, there, you, a Knock Loose live event is just something else. It's just something else. That's why, I think Noctis is one of the best bands around. It's just the live experience is crazy. There's crowd enthusiasm on every level. Like, it's just what it is. I don't give a fuck. Like, if you're anywhere near the pit, even on the outside and the inside, you're trying to run through it. Protect yourself at all times. Boxing, And I'm, for one, I'm like, I don't understand it, to say people trying to tame that shit down. Like, grow the fuck up. Go listen to another type of music. You have to know what you're getting into before you step foot in that. Like, or just don't go. Like, if you're worried, don't go. Like, it's that simple. And I kind of feel like all of this, but there's been a lot. I think Varios a while ago said that they didn't want no mosh at the show. Like, well, all right, what the fuck's the point of going to your show then? As a band, if you discourage being a heavy metal band, because rap concerts and even pop, like Billie Eilish has mosh pits, like, you gotta be fucking kidding me, like, with that in general. But I mean, they actively encourage the crowd to jump around and do some crazy shit. Denzel Curry, ASAP Ferg, I mean, they encourage a mosh as well, which is crazy. I've seen it at random other musicians that aren't even metal. And so, like, if you're afraid of being near a pit, just go somewhere else or don't go. Like, the fuck are you talking about? And in fact, is it being assault? Nah, it's not even assault. An assault, I mean, number one, it has to be genuinely targeted. But I mean, I've seen a fight. I'm sure most people have seen a fight where there's multiple thrown swings and somebody is physically beating up another person. That wasn't an assault. I mean, yes, it was a targeted hit, but it was not assault. And the fact that he was wearing a free mask and supposedly suffered skull fractures and orbital tears and a concussion, and he's racked up thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars in medical bills, to me, that's just funny. It just is. Because you mean to tell me that his punch went through a furry mask and did all that? That is insane. That's insane. Because he probably couldn't have even done all... I mean, he probably could have given you a black eye. Yes, without the mask. But with the mask, that's incredible. I mean, that punch will go down in metal history for, what it was. Like, that's crazy. But to protect yourself at all times, that guy had his hands completely down, was just standing there. Protect yourself at all times. When I'm at the pit, I'm watching everything. I put my hands up. I didn't let anybody come near me. Like, it's just what it is. Just fucking protect yourself at all times. The guy had his hands down, seeing this guy winding up towards him, and did not do nothing. If your point was to stand there and watch the show, move up to the front, move to the back, move to out of the fucking pit. Like, if you're that fucking out of reality, you shouldn't even be there. Because the same thing could happen to you at a baseball game. The baseball can come fucking flying and hit you in the head. Like, And I can't even believe I had to discuss this. This is just crazy. I mean, I don't know. But there just seems to be a lot of trendy movement to get rid of moshing. And it's just like, bitch, please. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. I think people just are just... they gotta be dumb as fuck. Just gotta be. And a lot of people complaining about hardcore music and crowd killing in general, because it's not the first time I've seen somebody said they were assaulted at the Knock Loose show, and I was like, shut up. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Take your candy ass somewhere the fuck else. Like somewhere the fuck else. Like, okay, you don't want to be assaulted, allegedly, don't go to the fucking show. Save the tickets for the people who do want to go and see that kind of an environment. Don't fucking go. Shut up. There's some person on TikTok, I had to watch her video the other day, talking about how the Knock Loose crowd was, they assaulted her, and she's calling for the band to stop being so violent and this and that. Shut up, bitch. Shut the fuck up. Like, damn, bitch. Shut up. Like, that is fucking stupid. Like, gotta be the stupidest thing I've heard in a minute. Dumb as fuck. But with that said, I'm gonna wrap this up here, because I don't know. I mean, I guess this discourse, this discussion is going to rage on for as long as I'm alive now. And I want to be part of the fucking problem and not the solution. But with that said, I get this posted up. We'll talk something else when I come back. So hang tight. Laters.